Welcome to the Fearless Podcast. In a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. All right, y'all, welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. This is episode 27, and today we have an awesome guest on that I want to introduce to y'all. His name is Josh Lewis, and he is way up there over in like upstate New York. And I think it's really awesome what he is doing up there, this dream and vision that he has, that he has made a reality. I wanted to introduce y'all to him and get to hear his story and what he is doing. Josh, how you doing today, sir?
Good, buddy. How are you doing?
Oh, man, we're doing awesome. You know, it's a cold and rainy day, perfect day for a podcast. So appreciate you taking the time and investing it with us here at the Fearless Podcast. And just to start things off, I want to let you all know this is a value for value proposition. If you do enjoy our content, please go to thetexasboys.com and see what, if you can, whatever you need over there. Maybe it's some merch, maybe coffee, honey, whatever you need, check us out. And we would greatly appreciate it. It supports the efforts of what we're doing. So, Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know a little bit of your background. You had us on your podcast maybe about a year ago or so, and we greatly appreciate it. And I wanted to get you all on so that we could. Okay, so you have this thing called the Co Movement Gym. It's a very interesting name. Tell us a little bit of your history, maybe your origin story. Like, I know you were in insurance and now you own and operate a gym.
Yeah. So I did the traditional route, right? I graduated high school, went to college, got a bachelor's degree. Then I got recruited into doing insurance claims work, some fraud work. I had a cubicle job, so I sat in a white-walled prison cell. Mm-hmm. And I knew within probably 6 months of being in that setting that that just wasn't for me. Then I did what most entrepreneurs do, true entrepreneurs. They go out and they get a bunch of different jobs until they realize that they should be working for themselves. And that's what I did, dude. I was, I did 3 years in the insurance setting, which was 3 years too long. And then I did post office work. I did, I painted, I worked at a golf course. I worked at an alternative ed school as a PE teacher. And what was cool is that I learned, something from everything and I made relationships, but I knew deep down inside that I need to be my own boss. And so what I did was I was a CrossFit athlete. I competed in the CrossFit games. Yeah. I competed in CrossFit for 7 years and I realized that I love coaching people, helping people eat better, you know, live better lives. And so I built a brand called Co Movement 2011. I started coaching people for free in a garage with no heat in upstate New York. And then I realized that I was decent at it. So I started charging and built a website and hired trainers. And so here we are, we're going into our 14th year doing what we do best. And that's personal train people remote and online. We have clients throughout the world. And we have a podcast that we also interview, you know, really cool, interesting people on. And so, yeah, that's it.
Oh man, yeah, your podcast is great. You've had awesome people on, awesome like people Joel. On. You have tons of awesome guests. Awesome I know. Guests. So, for some reason, I'm getting some feedback right now, but there we go. I think it's gone. Yeah, I really enjoy and appreciate your podcast. So, you started this gym like 14 years ago. Is that? And so then another thing that I noticed from your website, you also, I think as part of your gym, y'all have like a, like kind of like a PMA or where people can buy like farm to table stuff.
Yeah. So, my neighbor is a Mennonite organic farmer. I've been friends with him for years, I think since 2004, 2005. And the Mennonites don't do a whole lot with the internet. And so we talked 3 years ago, right around when COVID was getting super weird, about establishing like a network of people that wanted to do on-farm sales. So we created, an LLC around membership-based farm sales for organic grass-fed beef, pork, and chicken, and eggs. And so now what works really well is we have obviously a client base in the local area that we train with fitness and health. And so we essentially feed them off of the farm that's my neighbor. It's about 150 acres of organic soils. And so, yeah, it goes hand in hand because like we do a lot of nutrition coaching in addition to personal training. And so once we do that, we can feed them healthy food. Last year, my wife and I put a bid on a 127 acre farm, 10 minutes from our gym. It was an auction property. It was like 90 acres of woods with 35, 40 acres of overgrown beat up fields. And we won the bid. And so, you know, we're not farming it per se. We're doing hay, we're leasing it for hay, and we're getting the fields back, you know, where they should be. But yeah, you know, the vision is to keep growing both. I'm very, very focused on building the Co-Movement brand and leading people into better health patterns.
You know, this is really awesome what you've done. One, you took a dream, you made it a reality. The other thing that you've done is, you know, we talk a lot about on our podcast, we talk about parallel economy, parallel community, parallel society. And it's kind of fascinating what you did with your neighbor. Here you have a Mennonite, and they have their own way of doing things, and they have their own society, so to speak. You know, they're not involved with electronics and different things like that. And you were able to grow that relationship and build it, and then turn it into a network to provide people at your gym healthy food, at the same time being a blessing and benefiting your neighbor, helping him to be more prosperous. And it's creating that parallel community, parallel society. You shorten that supply chain, and now you know, just creating this resource that's direct to the consumer. That is really awesome. And you know, that's what we talk about all the time is know your farmer, shake your farmer's hand, shake your rancher's hand. That's real big with the beef initiative as well. And it's neat how you just organically did that. And so right now, so you recently purchased some farmland. So now you're just trying to regenerate the soil there. Are you going to be running any cows or any critters out there?
Yeah, at some point, you know, I've got people interested in leasing for that right now. My wife and I will most likely build another home there. And so, you know, it's a matter of, do we want to wait till we do it ourselves in terms of the cows and all of that, or lease it out? You know, right. I'm not quite sure. We're really comfortable where we are now. Our house is like 5 years old and our facility is pretty new. So we're not in a huge hurry, but I know like in our local area, land prices have gone from like 2,000 an acre to like 5,000 to 6,000 an acre for tillable soil in just the last 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And what I saw, dude, was like the writing was on the wall that unless you got into this game now, you're not going to get into it.
Yeah.
So my gut said, acquire a large tract of land and then worry about what you do with it later. You know, maybe I'll build a bunker property out there. I'm not sure what I'll need to do, but I've got a lot of deer. I've got water. I've got apples. I've got pears, and I've got everything I need to survive. So ideally we want to be there. We have a 10-year-old, we love hiking back there. You know, so yeah, we'll see what we end up doing. Time will tell.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Same thing happened with in our area. We went from 3,500 an acre here to 10,000-12,000 an acre. And we were in the exact same boat and position. And our first property, well, our second property, we bought at $3,500 an acre. And then our fourth property, our last property, the property next to us came up for sale at $10,000 an acre. And we made the same decision, like, hey, we want to keep our neighbors the way they are. and we like being all spread out and having lots of room, and they're not making any more dirt. And so, yeah, we were in the exact same boat, but that sounds like an awesome. So on the land you purchase, it does have some mature fruit trees and whatnot.
Oh yeah. We've probably got 10 or 12 mature apple trees. We have a pear tree. And yeah, that's the fruit now. We didn't plant any of it. It was an old farm that the owners had died and they did a reverse mortgage. And so they had a really nice setup in the day, but the fields went, I think, 8 years without being mowed or taken care of. So you're talking a lot of like goldenrod and, you know, yeah, honeysuckle and thorns. And the property show, that's what I think allowed us to win this bid, because it had an old farmhouse, a barn, it was all falling down, leaking, the fields were overgrown. It really showed horrible, but I can always see a diamond in the rough. Sure. And I dedicated an entire summer with myself, you know, some excavating buddies, my dad, my father-in-law. We got our hands dirty. We chainsawed, brush hogged, tore the house down. Like, we went really, really hard. And now the property looks like a golf course. And so it looks really nice.
Yeah, it's amazing if you just start putting some animals out in the manner of a couple years, because the property we bought next door was completely, completely raw. You know, and so we started brush hogging it. Now we're trying to convert some of it into pasture and everything. And so we've had cows out there. Now we just run a couple of our horses out there, but it's amazing just what getting some animals, on that dirt, just the way that it'll bring it back. It'll keep down all the undesirables and the brambles and the briars and all that stuff. And it's fascinating in a matter of 4 to 5 years, just rotating the animals and letting them do what they do, it'll just bounce right back. That's awesome. I look forward to seeing what y'all do with the property. And, you know, even if it includes like an underground bunker, but,
yes. Yeah.
So, okay. So you were in insurance, you had this dream, you enjoyed training people. And so you basically just kind of bootstrapped this thing from nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I built a new home in 2010 and I built a pole barn in the backyard. And the pole barn was literally a pole barn on a cement slab. No heat, no bathroom, nothing. But that was my first gym. I wanted to have people there to enjoy the experience of exercising intensely. This is when I was really, really into competing in CrossFit. So we attracted more of the intense crowd at that point. It's changed now. But yeah, it just started out with a group of people, small, 3, 4, 5 people. Then I started charging and I bought all my equipment off Craigslist. It was all just beat up, rusty. I could only buy one horse stall mat from Tractor Supply at one time for the floor. So the lucky people got to work out on a horse stall mat. The unlucky people got cement, but I was relentless. I didn't care. You had to use the bathroom. You went outside and like, that's what you do. I was not a polished businessman by any means. I'm much more squared away now, but this was, you know, I was 27 at the time, but yeah, man, bootstrapped it. I remember I didn't have enough money to put a bathroom in. I had to borrow money, you know, from a family member to put a bathroom in to this pole barn, septic tank, sink, you know, the whole deal. And then I slowly just started, you know, acquiring more equipment. I got more horse stall mats. I grew a client base. Then I hired a trainer. Then that trainer introduced me to a chiropractor who's one of my best friends and business associates who wanted me to build another gym 30 minutes away that I did. I built over 24 months and sold. And yeah, the show goes on, you know, like I had a vision early on to help people live healthier lives. And we train people in a unique manner, you know, through movement and strength training, and customize it all to them. And we tell them to tell their friends and then they bring more people.
Wow. That's great. So how much, Google AdWords did you have to buy?
Zero.
And that's the beauty of being passionate and having a dream and just being, relentless, you know, and unstoppable, and also having, having a dream and a vision that's valuable and valuable to others, and it adds value to people and it brings joy to their life and health. I think that's very much lost in modern culture. Well, now postmodern culture is, you know, fat is beautiful. And well, I don't really need to exercise because fat is healthy, and all these different like postmodern, anti-logic, post-truth deconstructionism. And it's great to see folks in our space being antithetical to that, living antithetical to that. You didn't have to like get a government permission slip or a government loan or anything. You bootstrapped it. You've been successful. You're continuing to expand. So you built and developed and sold the other gym already, like in a space of years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 2013. I had a new building put up with a chiropractor that owned the real estate. I rented and built a business in a nice small little city, 30 minutes from our gym. I built it up from no clients to a substantial amount. And then a trainer that I had hired at our facility said he wanted to own his own facility someday. And I said, well, you know, and this was at a time when like both facilities were like hockey sticking. And so it was hard to manage both. I know it's, I'm sure I probably did some things wrong from a management standpoint in terms of scaling properly, but the right decision at that time was to sell. And I did. And the gym today is still rocking, man. They're in their 11th year. You know, we built the framework right. And I give Bob Galinsky, the owner now, a lot of credit for killing it since 2015.
You know, it's fascinating because that's another thing that gets lost today in this competitive environment is basically like, well, how you succeed is you destroy the other guy. And here you had an employee, right? Somebody that you hired to train, and they wanted to own and operate their own gym. And most people would look at it like that as like, well, I don't want to create my competition. You know what I mean? And you had built this up, and, you know, having an abundance mindset and the desire to bless somebody else, you could have kept it and kept all the money to yourself and tried to have a larger profit margin. But instead, by sharing, obviously you benefited from that in the sale, but then that gym has went on to continue to thrive, and you guys are probably still great friends. You talk all the time, I'm sure. You know, and it's instead of having this this small mindset of a hoarding mindset, to have an abundant mindset and to share, it just creates more opportunity.
Yeah. Bob, the owner, is one of my best friends. And so we train together and we talk business together. We refer together. Like when you're really good at what you do, like both of us are, you there's plenty of business. And so I've always said from day one that I have no competition, and I bring, you know, in our team, we have a team of four trainers. They bring very high level skill sets. And so when you're confident in what you do and you have 14 years of results, like you want to build leaders that build leaders, right? Like you want other businesses that you had your hand in to do well. Because then as a collective, we're making society better and healthier. Right. You know, I think that entrepreneurs that are in it just for themselves, that are trying to not have competition and to talk down about other businesses, are really insecure on what they do. And my guess is be that they're not that good at what they do. But success will find the right people for sure.
Yeah, if we're working hard, and success is when preparedness and opportunity meet. You know, and as long as we're working hard and have goals and are moving forward, we take advantages of that, like that property that became available, you know, and it looked like it didn't look that hot. And then you invest the money, and then you invest the sweat equity, and now it looks beautiful, and it's probably worth twice what you paid for it, and will continue to appreciate. And so you've started multiple gyms, you've sold one off. What do you see for the future of your co-movement, the brand, maybe also the PMA you got going on? What do you see for moving forward? What do you see in the next 5 years?
Well, yeah. So right now, you know, we're putting a lot of time and effort into the podcast. We're meeting with health practitioners and cool people in different spaces, and we're monetizing it now. So we're in year three, and we're going to be profitable for 2024. So that's already a given. There's a lot of potential there in terms of networking and opportunities just through having conversations. So we've got a cool team built around that. And it obviously supports the brand, you know, the Co-Movement brand. It's the Co-Movement Gym Podcast. And so we're going to be doing that. We are really going to be diving deeper into doing more of what we do best. And that's training people to move better and live healthier lives. So that means more coaches, more marketing, more referrals, more online coaching. I want to build that army of people that want to help more people with our brand. I haven't yet wrapped my head around, and I've been told this from a lot of people, but more facilities. I don't know. That's all I'm going to say is like, I'm 50-50 on it. You know, it's really, really hard to find people like Bob that I sold that facility to that are leaders that want to work 7 days a week, that want to take text messages and emails at 8 at night. It's not the world that most people think it is. Entrepreneurship and leading that lifestyle is like less than 1% of what people should be doing. And so that's a big thing, is if I could find duplicates of Bob and some other, you know, great people we have in our organization, I could scale our business super fast. I have that framework down. So we'll see. You know, I think the universe will present us the right people and the right opportunities. I'm open to lots of discussions. And I have no doubt the facilities can be successful. So we'll see. You know, the 2024 is going to be a year of building our audience more. Instagram, you know, Facebook's dead, but, you know, Facebook possibly, YouTube, some other channels, just getting us out there more. Our content is good. Our editing is good. Our knowledge is good. But I haven't really put any time into building our following outside of the local area. So as that grows, I think I'll be introduced to more people with good opportunities.
So now remind me again, your first gym was your pole barn. How many square feet was that?
900.
900 square feet. And then what's the size of your current facility?
For the adult side, it's 1800 and our kid side is 1800.
Oh, cool. So, okay. So you've quintupled your size and now you're training adults and kids. How's that work?
Yeah. So, in 2017, we started construction on our new facility, which is the 1800 square foot adult side. We were out of space busting at the seams with the old location. So I doubled the size. I added way more parking. We did in-floor heating. You know, we put a sauna in. We did an office. We did a nice storage podcast room. Like, we did a lot of things right with the new building. So we launched that, got that going. And then a year later, I was approached by Erin Glazier. She's the owner of Head Over Heels Athletics. She's a tumbling gymnastics cheerleading coach. Okay. And she asked, how have I done what I've done, right, in terms of gyms and that stuff? And I gave her what I've done. And then she said, well, would you ever consider building a facility for me that's attached to your current facility? And I will rent, I will coach kids, and we're a co-collaboration together. And we put numbers on paper. I got estimates, and within, I think, 8 months, the project was done. So I doubled the size. We went 1800 on her side, and she's coaching about 100 kids now in the area. She's a great tenant. She's amazing at what she does. And most importantly, while I only collect rent, I'm not a co-owner with that, which is fine with me. We're making more kids in the local area healthier, and then their parents see our facility. And it's a really neat little ecosystem. Like, to remind listeners, I live in a cornfield in upstate New York. My town has a population, I think, of about 500 people. And we obviously have surrounding towns and some cities 20 minutes away, but it's a cornfield by Amish and Mennonite folks. And so we built this ecosystem. And so, yeah, she's been rocking and rolling since 2019, and she's still there killing it.
So it's literally a field of dreams. So you were this elite athlete, training elite athletes in this very niche community, niche system in the middle of nowhere. And you expanded that. And now y'all are training kids and parents. So it's this, your gym now is much for the not professional athlete, but for lack of a better term, the average Joe, the mom and dad and the kids. And are those the type of people now that predominantly are your membership?
Yeah, it varies drastically. And so we train everyone from a beginner to learning how to do an air squat up to, getting them ready for military academies, FBI academies, state trooper, MMA, everything in between, collegiate soccer. So yes, we work with high level people for sure. But we work with a lot of beginners that are really nervous working at other facilities, about just being judged or they can't keep up. We have built a space that, while it harnesses a lot of power, energy, and athleticism, also holds space for people that want to learn about themselves and can make mistakes in the beginning. Beginners are very, very welcome here. And so, yeah, I would say 70% of our in-person clientele is beginner / weekend warrior. And then 30%, have been at it for a while, and they might come to us and say, I don't know, I can deadlift 400 and squat 300, and I want to be able to do a 60-second handstand, and we can get them the handstand, But again, this is very unique. We got last week alone, we got a client from Boston, a young female, health issues for sure. She needs nutrition coaching. She wants a basic beginner fitness program. So we work with her. And then we got another client from Florida, avid, triathlete, on the shorter stage though, in terms of the Olympic distance and, shorter distances. And we want to help dial their mobility in because they're really tight from being on the bike and from running. And so it's so crafted to each person that we definitely don't have one clientele. We work with autoimmune issues. We have a network of people that I can refer out, for blood work. We're partnered with a chiropractor in the local area that also sponsors our podcast, Lombardi Chiropractic. So we've built an ecosystem that once you're, what I joke about is once you're in the circle, you're in the circle. And then we can start, helping you with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So you didn't really build a gym, you built a community, and that community continues to expand exponentially. And it's a holistic community where you're not just meeting the physical needs, but if they have ailments or whatever, or, autoimmune, that's awesome. And that's where the food comes in. I think the approach is awesome, where you're not just doing the training, because so many times, that's what's wrong with the medical industrial complex, is the reality is you're deficient in some type of pharmaceutical chemical. So we'll give you that. That'll give you these different reactions to that. But we have another pill for that. And it just becomes this long line of just pharmaceutical madness with no even reference to your diet or to your lifestyle. And then, there's gyms everywhere. And this time of year, everybody's renewing their gym membership and they'll go for the first couple of months or whatever. And they're basically just providing a facility where you can work out, whatever that means. But really, success comes when all of those different, the health component, the dietary component, the physical component with high intensity training and different things like that. when you can combine all these components, that truly is its own ecosystem. It's truly parallel, you know, because that's why I think it's so important about this parallelism, is because the mainstream, for lack of a better terminology, it's such a broken system. Like the medical system is so broken by design. I mean, it was built with breaks. It was built to be broken to create lifetime consumers of pharmaceutical products. You know, it was faulty by design. And the only way that people are going to break free from that and like learn at what level of health they can thrive at is with a holistic approach. And it really sounds like you guys are tackling that head on and that you put together quite a system.
Yeah. We get a lot of people that are sick of being poisoned to death.
Yeah.
Whether it's from pharmaceuticals or the food advice that they've been given, the food pyramid, right, that's written in the late 70s, early 80s, has created a nation of 40% obese. And they're still saying 8 to 12 servings of grains a day. Like, that once people realize, and we won't get into conspiracy with this today, but like once people realize the system is not set up to make you healthy and it's to keep you sick, then you start branching out into creating other relationships with trainers and nutrition coaches and farmers and chiropractors and massage, you know, therapists. And you really realize that you're in it for yourself. Now, on the flip side, like we work with doctors and nurses, and like the majority of them are all amazing people and they really, really care about humans. It's not them. It's the system as a whole. We could do a whole other podcast on that, but it's not the time and place now. But the people, we find the people that want to get their life back in order. And it could be through multiple modalities, and we can help them with that. And the nice thing is when you work with us, if we cannot help you with something, we're very clear about that. But most likely we know someone we can send you to. I just got done with an hour meeting here in the library before this call, with an individual that, you know, wanted to ask specific questions to me with certain things. And, you know, she has a list of, network referral type people she can reach out to and move forward in her life.
Yeah. And that, you know, that's why I always refer to the parallel system, because the mainstream system is broken. And the beauty of parallel is what happens is these alternative, for lack of a better word, modalities that the reason sometimes it's a challenge for people to grow these businesses is because they are alternative, and, you know, so people have doubt about it. And the pharmaceutical industrial complex does an inordinate amount of billions of dollars worth of marketing to create all this doubt. And, you know, they'll tell you how it doesn't work or that it actually is harmful to you. But as people come together and start having success and improve their health. And I mean, autoimmune is so incredible. Autoimmune is so out of control. Almost everybody, you know, has some type of autoimmune issue, and very few people even know what it's stemming from. And, you know, it's so neat when you can go to get your health component, but to get your nutritional component, and with a holistic approach, even if it's massage or chiropractic. I mean, all these different components are critical. And as you build these circles, these independent practitioners become more profitable, you know, so that system just grows and there's more opportunity there, where it's like, you know, do I want to do this or not? And that's what we saw with the whole COVID thing and the supply chain crash and crumble. And I said at the beginning, you know, the beauty of this, or the silver lining in all this, is yes, things are becoming more expensive, but if you can provide beef locally and it's going to be at a higher price point, it's also going to make you profitable so that you can continue to practice and to provide. And so that, you know, it's just like in permaculture, the problem is the solution. And that's what we're seeing now with our food and with the supply chain and with the increasing costs is as these costs go up, yes, as beef prices go up, that is a challenge, but it's making the local guy more profitable so that he can stay in business. He can expand his herd. He can buy more dirt. He can buy more hay and continue to expand, which in turn shortens the supply chain, you know, from farm to table. And it literally resolves the process itself if the free market is allowed to. And that's why I think we all have to participate. You know, nobody should be, don't apply for a permit, y'all. You know, it's like action, you know, we need to do something. We all need to do something. We don't need to ask for permission. I really think it's great what you are doing, Josh, and how you've integrated all of it and how it continues to grow. So really, thank you so much for your time. But I want to make sure that everybody here knows where they can find you. So if they're looking for the Co-Movement Gym, if they're looking for Josh Lewis, where can they find you, Josh?
The best place would be our website, co-movement.com, co-movement.com. And then we're on Instagram too. I think it's Co-Movement HQ or something like that. You'll find us if you type it in. But yeah, just the website mainly.
Awesome. Awesome. And so, thank you for your time today. And also I want to give a shout out as we close. If you're looking for precious metals, please give Stacy a call at 318-564-5823. Tell her the Texas boy sent you. Spot's really decent. The prices continue to be manipulated. Take advantage of the pricing and diversify with some real money. And we thank you all for watching. Josh, thank you so much for your time. And remember, y'all, stay fearless, my friends.